Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. For this episode, Adam Cheatham is here with us. Adam is the Director of Strategy and Transformation at Third Stage Consulting Group, and today we're going to discuss how ERP software can help cannabis organizations navigate the waters of a transitioning industry. Welcome back to the show, Adam. It is always a pleasure to have you. Many of our listeners are already familiar with Third Stage Consulting, but for those joining us for the very first time, here is a quick introduction. Third Stage Consulting Group is an independent ERP consulting firm that's well known in the industry as providers of technology agnostic advice in the ERP space. They bring decades of combined experience in verticals all across the board, including legal cannabis, which we'll be discussing on today's episode. Hey Adam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Always a fun time to have you on. So let's get started, shall we? We've got a lot of questions to ask you about this space. So I'd like to begin talking about the current landscape in the cannabis industry. So what's going on with the market right now, and where do we stand on legalization in the United States? How's the global market changing?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question and a good starting point for this. You know, the cannabis industry has been kind of increasing and growing quite rapidly. It's one of the fastest growing industries in the country in recent times, and it will continue to accelerate. You know, more and more states in the United States are talking about not just medicinal use of cannabis, but also recreational and other types of uses. You know, it's cannabis isn't just for consumption. It's used in a lot of other things. And so the market is changing in that space to the point where even the United States Congress is considering loosening the federal regulations around it. Globally, the market's changing as well. Canada as a country has legalized the cannabis industry on the whole. Different countries in Europe have different approaches to it, whether it be medicinal, recreational, or otherwise. So it's continuing to grow, and those barriers are continuing to be broken down. So that's something that I see accelerating in the near future.
Yeah, definitely. And how does the current state of affairs in the industry affect an organization's decision to expand into new markets? Like, what other vertical-specific challenges are top of mind for those in those industries right now?
Yeah, the biggest challenge is that it operates differently wherever you go. There is no federal regulation around this other than it is federally illegal. And there are different stages of that, you know, just from decriminalized versus medicinal versus recreational and otherwise. That every state right now that has loosened guidelines on that has their own set of regulations. And so as you find more and more states, every state that opens up the cannabis industry is going to have its own separate set of regulations, and that's going to complicate things. Also within the United States, it makes it really complicated to have a multi-state business in this industry, given that interstate trade is regulated by the government. So is currency. And the like, so that nature that the federal government has will continue to complicate things until there is one set of guidelines instead of what seems to be rapidly headed towards what could be 50 different sets of local guidelines. So it's very, very highly complex in understanding what it is can't do here or there. And Europe's not different on that front either, given that, you know, every country in Europe has different sets of guidelines, and that the EU hasn't taken a strong stance on the regulation.
Yeah, I could definitely imagine that being a bit of a challenge. So I'd like to touch on regulation, which can bring that thorn in the side of many in the cannabis sector. So what is the relationship between regulation and operational hurdles? What tools or platforms are out there that can assist with compliance? And as the industry matures, what standard business challenges do cannabis businesses face on top of the industry-specific hurdles you mentioned?
Yeah, so overall regulation is always going to be something that will threaten any business. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You know, if you are found to be in non-compliance with regulatory organizations, that will at least be fines, if not shutting your business down. Some of the challenges that creates is, given the lack of a real strict governance and here or there, the markets that were there before. Legal markets, the black market type of stuff that bring challenges to individual spaces, also provide competition. And they also provide tempting opportunities, quote unquote, if you will, for cannabis businesses to partner with that have and will continue to get marijuana industry and businesses shut down, because it seems like you can make more money if you go this route, but it's still not safe for your business to do that. You want to be entirely compliant, particularly with the magnifying glass that is on this industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And what software is most pervasive in the cannabis industry right now? Like, when might a cannabis organization consider implementing an ERP solution, would you say?
Yeah, there are a number of different softwares in this space. You know, I know that for all intents and purposes, anything that has an agricultural twist to it, the DCOMs, the Microsoft Dynamics that have individual IP catered towards the industry are pretty popular in this space. But when you're thinking about where you might get to and when it might be time to consider implementing an ERP system, you start thinking about how it is you're tracking your organization, how it is you're tracking your inventory. And if you've grown far enough to the point where your existing tool is either slowing you down or not providing you the data that you need to make rapid decisions and effective and informed decisions, that's really when you should start thinking about a new year.
Awesome. Yeah. There's definitely a lot for our cannabis organizations to kind of unpack and really understand what they're really up against, which is good, because right now we're going to take a quick short break. So when we return, Adam and I are going to dive into what ERP software means for the cannabis industry and how to choose the right software for your business. So stick around and we'll be right back.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere. I'm Sarah Dogovich, speaking with Adam Cheatham of Third Stage Consulting. And before the break, we talked about how the cannabis industry is changing thanks to rapid growth and expansion into new markets. Now, let's get down to the ERP side of things and offer some advice for organizations looking to upgrade their basic business software. So in many cases, and especially for small and medium-sized cannabis businesses, that next step up in their digital transformation is a pretty big one, I would say. So what are some early warning signs that a cannabis company may be outgrowing its current technology stack?
Being able to to track your inventory is an important thing. And if you're growing to the point where you're not able to do that, I would say that you're outgrowing your technology stack. Also being able to manage things like point-of-sale systems, or if you're finding that you're trying to grow into different types of limiting you from a software perspective, for example, in Denver, you can now deliver. You can now deliver marijuana as opposed to just have to go and buy it. They're considering regulation that will allow open, marijuana bars and things like that. So when you're talking about your technology, if it's not allowing you to penetrate markets that you would like to be in, or undergo processes that you would like to be in, that's another good example that would lead me to believe that you've outgrown your technology.
And we also talked a bit about niche ERP providers and how a few are offering specialized software that caters directly to the cannabis industry. So what are the benefits and the drawbacks of choosing a niche vendor over a general ERP?
That's a really good question too. Niche type of software provide very catered, very language-based interfaces. And that are designed to cater to a specific industry. The cannabis industry is no different in that space, particularly in the grow models and the types of ways that that industry is being scaled and harvested. From a perspective of a larger ERP, the big box folks, in some cases, some of those companies are still hesitant to enter the space, given the perception around the world, others not so much, and the ones that are more willing to get into the space will provide you a little bit more solid backing on somebody that is a more mature product. The cannabis specific software out there, it's not that mature. It's the software itself has had to grow after the industry did. And to try to get into something, you may be working with an organization doesn't have the viability as a company to implement your software, let alone maintain it for you over the long term.
Yeah, that's great advice for, obviously making the distinct differences, which is really important to know as well. So let's talk about the future of the cannabis industry. So what are some of the challenges that organizations should look out for down the road? What do you say?
I think that everything heads towards e-commerce, especially with the way that the last year has unfolded, e-commerce is going to be a part of any business model that needs to be accommodated. Regulatory challenges, particularly with regard to banking, the safety of the industry, if you will, is a challenge given that nature, as well as the wide variety of regulations that are going to be unique to every single state and local area that is trying to get into this space. Having these things shipped and delivered, like I mentioned, in Denver, you can now have cannabis delivered to you. But at the same time, shipping is in the United States still heavily regulated. So how do you do that? How are you going to handle that? As those things start to loosen up, that might open up a bit more. It's going to continue to grow in complexity until any type of a federal level is loosened up. And it's really going to put more pressure on supply chains, particularly as they're localized. And then when things loosen up at the federal level, you'll have a lot of consolidation that will happen as well, where some will grow, some will get bought, some will merge, and everything start covering more regions. So there's a good bit maturation still to come, but at the same time, this industry is starting to firm up, especially in a lot of places.
And we've discussed how the cannabis sector is both new to the market yet maturing in many ways as well. So when it comes to implementing an ERP, what advice could you give those in the cannabis industry as far as getting started, software selection, and guiding their digital transformation to a successful outcome?
focus on your needs and your complexities. You know, those are going to be the biggest things, especially as they pertain to you. Don't let somebody talk you into just because they did it for somebody else that they can do it the same for you, especially if we're talking about a different location. There's quite a lot more diversity in the cannabis industry right now, quite a lot more diversity in a number of ways, including, of course, the regulation. As many times as I have to say it, I can. That complexity is really going to drive a lot of the challenges. So as you start thinking about selecting your ERP, think more specifically on the complexities that you have before you, and what type of a digital transformation may enable. These days, you know, if you need help, ask for it. It is out there. If anybody on the line is looking to talk to somebody about this, please feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'd love to chat with you.
Amazing. We appreciate that. And it's always so wonderful to hear your take on what is happening, especially in the cannabis industry. So I'm super grateful that you've been here with us for today's show. But before we sign off, are there any additional resources out there that you'd like to point out to everyone on the show in the cannabis industry?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Third Stage has a lot of resources that are available to you, whether it's through YouTube or LinkedIn page or our website. Feel free to reach out to me individually or anybody else on our team. We'd be happy to chat through this with you and serve as a sounding board on what it is you might be encountering and your challenges.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us on today's show, Adam.
It's a pleasure to be here. I always appreciate being on with you, Sarah.
I appreciate you. Awesome. Well, that was it for this week's episode, and I just want to thank all of you for listening today as well, again here on Digital Stratosphere. I'm Sarah Dogovich, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com. We'll be right back.